Hello, welcome to Taxation Podcast for issue 4278. That'll be online on the 27th of October and in print the following day. I'm online editor Daniel Selwood and I'm here with my boss Mike Truman.
Hi there.
And this week we've got a Halloween special issue, Mike.
It is, it's a spooky issue. Well, it's more sort of the things that go bump in the night, the things that worry you, the problems people have had in taxes. And it's a mix, really, of there's an element of lightheartedness, I suppose, but there's also an element of real problems and the difficulties that you can find. So there's some real learning in there. It's quite an easy-to-read issue, I'd have said.
Speaking of learning, there are some lessons to be learned from Andrew Hubbard.
Andrew's written a very, very good article, a very honest article, really, about some of the problems that you can face. Talking about how to make sure you don't fall foul of these sorts of problems, and explaining how to ask the right questions, actually, which I think is a key skill, particularly once you get up to his sort of level as partner. How do you ask the straightforward questions that are going to elicit the answers that you need to check that someone has really done the work that they need to?
Yeah, we don't want to give away any of the punchlines.
Well, that's what I was trying to avoid doing, I must admit, yeah.
So I think we'll just leave that one there.
The one thing I'll say, he has the best two bluffing questions that I've ever seen. If you don't know what's going on, he's got two very good questions for how you bluff your way through.
Making the article essential reading.
Absolutely, yeah. Essential reading, yeah.
Terrific. And from nightmares for advisors to nightmares for employers.
Mm.
Ellie Gamble and Francesca Lagerberg unveil some employment tax horrors.
Yeah, and they are. I mean, they're sort of nine particular things that could go terribly wrong, from cars to employment-related securities and salary sacrifice and things like that. A difficult area these days, particularly the salary sacrifice one, as they point out. I mean, there's nothing wrong with salary sacrifice, but it is beginning to come under revenue scrutiny. So well worth, I think, looking at that.
And a little more serious than Andrew's article.
just a little, I suppose, yeah. No, I mean, I think both of them actually have valid technical points in, but yes, you'll find more technical points, shall we say, in Fran and Ellie's article.
And third, we've Neil Warren, who's always a good read, and he's sharing the experiences of a fat practitioner who failed to recognise the importance of properly dealing with the tax.
Yes, I mean, this is one of these ones where he's created this fictitional VAT practitioner who's made all these mistakes, and hopefully what you do is you read it and you think, oh, what an idiot. Unfortunately, probably most of us when we read it will think, I could easily have made that mistake. So, yeah, again, well worth reading.
It's difficult to talk about these this week without giving away the scary twists.
Yes, the scary twists that are in there. I mean, Neil, as most of our readers will know, Neil has a practice that deals primarily with talking to other practitioners at this sort of level. So they are highly practical issues that he's looking at. Very easy to fall foul of some of the problems that he's raising.
Okay, and finally this week, we've got some common sense advice from Simon Groom on avoiding the grasps of exam monsters.
Well, yes, some of these are fairly straightforward, but again, you know, easy. Let's give one of the punchlines away. Make sure you're in the right place at the right time. You know, it should be straightforward, but let's face it, if you're cutting it fine and trying to get to the exam hall with only 2 minutes to spare, that's not the ideal way to be. One or two things like that, which any students out there or any people who have students in the office could well do with reading, I think.
Things that bear repeating.
Things that bear repeating. I mean, I think that's true of most exam technique advice. Not much of it is new, but in the heat of the preparation, you can easily forget it.
Well, that's all for this week. Thanks for downloading this podcast again. Have a good Halloween, and hopefully you'll listen next week.
And don't worry about things that go bump in the night.